Here at South Harbor, fishermen are walking the docks and putting away gear on a clear afternoon. Petersburg is home to over half of the permit holders for Southeast Alaska's commercial Red King crab fishery, which opened this fall for the first time in nearly a decade.
So far, it went really well.
Adam Messmer is a regional shellfish biologist for the State Department of Fish and Game. He says fishermen have caught around 190,000 pounds of crab so far, and there's still more available to harvest.
I think we're in a good spot with red crab for the time being.
Red King crab is a low-volume, high-value fishery. It last opened in Southeast Alaska in 2017. The catch that year was over 120,000 pounds, worth around $1.2 million at the docks. But 8 years later, the value has skyrocketed to roughly $5 million. That's around four times the value of the last commercial opening. Messmer says it came as a surprise.
It's definitely at a historic high.
Selling at $26 to $30 a pound, the Red King crab are worth about $200 a piece.
To have it come out to start at, you know, $26, $27 was, I think, above everybody's wildest dreams.
Messmer's not sure why the crabs are going for so much money, so I reached out to the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute. Jeremy Woodrow is the executive director.
This is a point where you'd say, you know, historically high, right? But it's great because people are making money and they're making good money. And our fishermen should be rewarded for that.
Woodrow says there's a few things at play in this historically high value, like inflation and rarity. He says there's high demand for the Red King crab, especially around the holidays. But low crab stocks and little harvest opportunity have led to less crab in the marketplace in recent years. He says that drives up the price tag too.
What we have of our crab right now in Alaska, whether it be from Southeast Alaska or from the Bering Sea, is now at a higher value because the demand is still there, but there's not quite as much to go around.
So who's buying these rare crab? Woodrow says that while it's not an everyday meal for most families, some people will splurge to celebrate, be it for the holidays or at high-end restaurants. One local example Woodrow gave is Tracy's Crab Shack in Juneau, where Alaskan Red King crab sold for about $85 a pound before closing for the winter. The historically high value of Southeast Alaska's commercial Red King crab fishery, Woodrow says, is a positive thing for the state, the permit holders who participated, and their communities.
It's exciting to see that fishermen are getting that type of value for their catch. It means that, you know, a little crab goes a long way, especially for crew shares and for individual fishermen. And so you actually don't have to harvest a lot of crab this year to make it worthwhile to go out. And that's wonderful to see.
Messmer, the biologist, says state managers used a new kind of tactic for the Southeast commercial fishery this year. Instead of opening one big area, they split it into several different areas. He says that's because they didn't want all the catch coming out of one spot.
And that seems to be working. Being able to monitor where those crab are harvested a little bit better than in the past and make decisions on that so we can keep fishing on them in the future.
Messmer says fishermen have been hitting harvest targets and haven't gone dramatically over so far, which he says bodes well for the future. And for now, about 20,000 pounds of harvestable Red King crab are still in the water. In other words, there's over $500,000 left to make. In Petersburg, I'm Olivia Rose.